Hello, this is Ruin Willow, and you are listening to the Oh Fuck Yeah with Ruin Willow podcast. I want to welcome you to my podcast. I'm so excited you're here. I am going to read the continuation of the dance poll for the home story. On my podcast, I talk about all things related to sexuality, including reading my erotica and other writers' erotica. I talk about things related to sex, sex tips, sexuality, sexual health, sex toy reviews. I've done a few of those. They're quite popular. I also do interviews. I've done several interviews with people who are somehow related to sexuality in some way, shape, or form. So this is the point in my podcast where I say, if you're under 18, it's time to leave the podcast now. This is not for you. But for those of us who are 18 and over and who are into things about sexuality and sexual health, please continue to listen. If it's not your thing, that's all right. But if it is, let's do it. Let's go. Fuck yeah. Let's do it. Let's go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck yes. Okay. It's always so fun to say, you know what I mean? Okay, I am going to continue on with the dance poll for the home sexy short story. Part one was in the previous podcast episode, so this is part two. So if you missed the first one, you might want to go back and have a listen to that first. Okay, let me set this up first. So this man has bought a dance pole for their home for his partner, and they put it in the exercise room, and immediately she starts to dance on it. It's like a big giant sex toy to her, and so she basically is dancing for him, and he's sitting on an exercise ball watching her, and he's horny as fuck, and she's horny as fuck, and they want to fuck, but she's seducing him with her dancing, and she's having a lot of fun. Dancing on the pole, against the pole, rubbing up against it. Oh, it's nice, long hardness. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Okay, so we're going to right in the middle of the scene here where she's been dancing and stripping and rubbing herself all over this pole, driving him just wild. And he's sitting there bouncing on an exercise ball, ready with a boner. He's fucking ready to go. And in this story, I address the male as you, and I do that on purpose to give the listener, the reader, the opportunity to place themselves further into the story, because that's fucking yummy as fuck. Anyway, this is also on my website, ruinwillowauthor.com, and I will put the full story down in the podcast notes in case you would like to actually read it as well. You've had it, and you bounce off that ball like a shot and charge towards me, making a beeline. It makes my pelvis lurch with excitement. I allow you to run your hands over my hips. Then I step back and raise my foot to rub your cock. Steadying myself by holding on to the pole, you moan as I give your dick a tiny foot rub. I wrap my foot around your hard-on and slide it up the shaft and off, glazing the bottom of my foot with your pre-cum. I raise my foot to your belly and give you a little shove back towards the exercise ball with my toes. You go sit down and wait your turn. This is my turn. I giggle and point at the ball behind you.
I'm getting ready to just spank you into submission.
Good luck with that one. I think I need heels.
You are enjoying edging the fuck out of me, aren't you?
You grin. You sound cheesed off, but I know you totally love this. I give you a nasty grin while narrowing my eyes. You keep that calm in you. You hear? You crack up.
Fuck me. Are you asking for it or what?
I shiver at the sound of your voice, knowing full well how you devour me, and I can't fucking wait. The thought of it is making me shudder in a frenzy. I race off to the bedroom in response to my sudden impulse for heels. My tits flapping as I jog. I want my black heels with the rhinestones I wore for Jenna's wedding. I fly past the window, hoping there isn't a neighbor walking by who could see my naked body streak past the window. But sort of hoping my neighbor Sam is out walking his dog. The thought of him watching me run by a window naked soaks my pussy a bit more. But I'm not going to tell you that. My little secret. I stride into the room completely naked, but for my heels, and I strut over to the pole, grip it with both hands, and lick it, feverishly where it's coated with my pussy juice.
Hey, I wanted to do that.
You complain with a grin while you sit on the exercise ball bouncing. Your hands are under your ass, your cock pointing straight up at the ceiling, with a bulb of pre-cum sitting on the top of your penis. I watch, waiting for you to bounce, to spill it off the head of your dick. I prance in my heels, shaking my ass as I dance my way towards you. Some random song is on now, as you flipped it to an easier channel that's just streaming. Less maintenance that way. I bend at the waist and stick out my tongue, hover over your dick, and take one swipe across the top of your cockhead to claim that drop of pre-cum for my tongue. The stimulation makes you groan and roll your head back as I turn and dance back to the pole with extra ass wiggles. Back on the pole, I allow my eyes to roam you as I swivel my hips. I hold your gaze, making love to you with naughty eyes as my gaze caresses down your hair, draws along your strong jawline, bumps over your lips. I drag my eyes down your goatee to dive below your chin as my gaze slides down your neck. I grasp the pole with both hands and bend myself around it as I continue to walk down your chest to your abdomen and finally to that delicious muscle that dives down to your cock. Like a triangle, the base of your dick at the pointy tip of the triangle. I stare down your boner, my eyes fixed on your hefty, dense penis. I rub my gaze up and down your thick shaft as I rub my tits and nipples against the pole. I'm ripe as fuck. I lean against the pole and slide one high-heeled foot up the pole as I lean back, arching my back as much as possible, a movement which yoga has gifted me with. I return my foot to the ground, and I wrap my ankles around the pole, so both my feet are wrapped to the front of the pole. I slowly lean my entire body along the pole, my deep cleavage smashing against the cool pole as I jerk my torso, my cheek resting aside of it as I tug the pole. I grasp both of my nipples, each to a side of the pole, and I pull on them, twist them in circles, tugging my nips into hard pink nuggets. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, finger curl towards you and you spring off the ball and charge at me, your boner bouncing on the air as you speed walk over to me. You slam your body against my backside and grind your cock against my ass. Your hot mouth sucks my neck, kissing up and down and on up onto my earlobe, which you take into your mouth and bite gently as I moan. You sink your teeth in a bit too hard, and I whimper against your teeth on my fleshy lobe. Oh! You take a step back and slap your hand on my ass.
A few spankings for you, naughty little girl.
I can't see your eyes, but I know the lust is there from the sound of your voice. I shiver against the build-up sexual agitation I hear threaded throughout your words. You slap my ass again, causing my body to rock into the firm pole. Then you grip my hips and walk my ass backwards as I wobble on the heels back and forth until I'm completely bent over at the waist. I grip the pole, bracing for impact, hugging the pole to my neck. I'm quivering with the intoxication of our impending fuck, just shaking in anticipation of you penetrating me. I can't stop shaking as you spank me once more. My body wavers back and forth on the heels, which are starting to hurt my feet already. I'll leave them on for a bit because I know you like fucking me when I have heels on.
I'm gonna tease your ass now, bitch.
The last word comes out mad as hell, which makes my clit throb. You dance your dickhead along my ass cheeks, at my butt crack and hole, then just barely let it touch my pussy. Oh, please, fuck me, please. I want you to fuck me hard, please. I say, my voice dripping with concentrated want. You chuckle huskily and say,
nope.
But I know, after all this, you won't last long before you ram your dick inside me. I glance backward at your ass dancing wildly in the mirror. You slow your shaking hips so you can dribble your pre-cum along the underside of my wet pussy, making me even wetter than I was before. It won't take much for me to climax once you are fucking me. You crawl your fingers along the outside of my pussy lips. Then you steady my hips by gripping just above my spanked, warm right ass cheek. And you pump two fingers of your left hand in me so rapidly it causes my pussy to make sloshing sounds. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we like that. Oh, yeah. I moan because it feels so fucking amazing. I moan a series of alternating lusty and whimpering sounds as I come against your palm as you spank my clit. Oh.
Ah, that's a good girl, you say as you keep slapping my clit even after I come. I mewl as your touch is almost too intense for me to tolerate after coming so hard. Shivers travel my legs and my toes curl and my heels. As you slow your slapping, I descend my climax a tiny bit, only to mount it again as you keep finger-fucking me with increasing intensity. You lay on my back and pull your fingers out of my vagina so you can grab at my tits. You squeeze both and then press them together with both hands.
My head is crying out for your mouth,
you whisper in my ear, the last word coming out of your hot mouth, fluffing a strand of my hair. I nod. I want that too. I stand and swivel to kneel in front of you. As you lean against the pole, I take your cock in my mouth and suck your head. I lick, I suck, and suck your head like I suck the extra avocado off the pit, not missing a speck of its creaminess. Then I draw my tongue up and down your shaft, all before again taking your head in my mouth. I suck your round fat bulbous head, licking my tongue in wiggles in the crevices because I know that drives you crazy. You confirm it with your deep groan as you're grasping my long blonde hair. I suck a few more seconds, but stop to edge you some more. You pull me up to stand, snuggle me close to your chest, and suck my upper lip into your mouth. I pull it out and then we kiss for several minutes. It's like I've fallen into a warm bath.
Doggy pull,
you say in a loud whisper, so laden with lust and power. I quiver as you swivel me, put a hand on my back to bend me over. I grip the pole and I hug it once again against my neck. You tickle your cock about my pussy again. Then you place the tip of it ready in line to pussy fuck me. Oh, God. I moan out as you enter me. Your sturdy cock dives in slow motion into my pussy, widening it as my vaginal walls suckle your hard on with each thrust in. You make love to me from behind as my cheeks and shoulder rub the pole. I grip it hard to stabilize our fucking as you grip my hips firmly, your nails pressing against my skin. You bang me from behind, making my ass cheeks jiggle. Our skin slaps against each other, our genitals making wet, sloshing sounds. I rise into another orgasm as you dick blast my cunt and I groan into it. You pull yourself out of me just in time. I can see that in your eyes as I stand and face you. Almost, huh? I ask with a wry smile.
Yeah, almost lost it there.
You are breathing so heavy. I'm not far behind, even though you were the one whacking my ass in wild gyrations. You lie on the ground, and I squat over your cock and slowly lower myself down. You raise a hand and hold up a finger.
Just give me a sec here or it'll be over.
You take a deep breath in. No round two in you today,
I cock my head and stick out my lip in a pout.
Not sure yet, love.
Your breathing is slowing as you tuck a hand under your head. You nod at me. I lower myself onto you and just bounce, causing my tits to flop up and down rapidly. You can't take it, and you sit up and thrust your cock up into me, fucking me from below as we sit, fitting together like the sides of a tulip, jiggling in the wind. I wrap my legs around your waist as you fuck yourself up into me. We kiss and kiss, our mouths hot, tangles of tongues, lip smacks, and hard lip sucks. Bash me, thrash me, I whisper in your ear, our code for missionary, and I want it bad. You swivel me to my back and my hands grip your thick biceps and I squeeze my message of pleasure to you. I lay back, my legs flat, bent, wide open, and you slam my body into the exercise mat, most likely permanently denting it. My mouth falls open to release my climbing moans as you pound me so hard. I come again, giving my thighs robust shakes once more.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com and use code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, for the 20% off and free shipping. Have you ever been doing some oral pleasure and got some hairs in your mouth or your teeth? Well, Manscaped can help with that. Try being clean shaven for spring cleaning. After he uses Manscaped, you can say, let's get some busy with some spring fever in the bedroom. Try out Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It is an amazing trimmer that features two interchangeable heads, one for taking a little off the top and the new foil blade to go smooth. If you want to go smooth for spring cleaning, make sure you try out Manscaped products. Bring on those smooth skin, sexy slaps in the bedroom. And how do you do that? Use Manscaped products to shave clean down in your pubic area. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, all caps at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code RUIN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, right? In your pants, if you're the man. Spring clean your groin area. Try smooth. Try it with Manscaped. You take a moment to suckle both of my tits as I descend from coming, and I love you for that. You slip your cock out. It glistens soaked wet from my cum. in the bright lights. You bring my legs together and line them straight up against your abdomen, the backs of my shins resting on your chest. You grunt as you pump into me, my body wiggling while in the shape of an L. I love how this position slaps my ass. I twist my head to the side in a moan, and within seconds, you come with a long, giant groan. You pump into me past your coming as I feel you then shrinking inside of me. But it still feels luxurious to have you slapping into me. Pleasure keeps going until you stop your thrusting. You lay on my chest, your whole body resting on mine, and whisper,
"The fucking pole."
I giggle and say, "Yep, our fucking pole. Best addition to the house yet." My clit is still throbbing, still calming its core. You kiss the pillowy top of each of my breasts and give me a peck on the lips. You grin and say,
"But next time, underwear."
Yes, I know you love underwear. Next time, I promise. You roll off me and place your head on your bent arm, lounging on your side.
"No, I love you, Commando. I just like to take off your underwear."
"I have just the thong to wear. It's new." I smile, enjoying the total look of satisfaction on your face.
"Oh?"
you ask.
"Wear it for round two."
You get the robes, I'll get the drinks, and I'll meet you at the couch in five. We both stand, your mouth drops open, as if you are about to say something. "And I'll get my thong," I nod. You give my left butt cheek a backhanded swat that only grazes my skin because I skitter away from you. I realize a better plan. Maybe I'll get the robes and thong and you get the drinks. I wink as you smirk at me as we walk out of our exercise room, which now I just want to call the pole room. Well, I hope you enjoyed this dance pole for the home short erotic story written by me, Ruin Willow. I sure had fun reading it to you. It's a really fun one. I really would like to have a pole in my home. You can actually buy them on Amazon, seriously. I'll put a link in the podcast notes that it's an affiliate link, because I'm an affiliate for them, but you can actually put one in your home. They really sell them, for real. It's pretty fucking hot, isn't it? Talk about a giant sex toy. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck yeah. I want to thank you for listening to my Oh Fuck Yeah with Ruin Willow podcast. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes. And you can always find me at RuinWillowAuthor.com. I have all my free erotic stories there. And you can always leave me a comment. I love to hear from you. Leave me a comment of what you liked, suggestions. I take suggestions for stories too, actually. A follower on Instagram who I chat with in DMs, he asked me to write an erotic story where the man is disabled. And so I was really excited about this idea. So that is the next thing on my agenda. I just finished a story, the short story for the He Will Obey anthology. The next, I don't know what we're going to title it, but that's coming out in the fall. That's a femdom book. And I just finished my story for that. Plus, I finished the third part, which completes my novella for the age gap story of the lesbian story where the college professor and the college student are having an affair. So now I'm on to the next topic. We're writing, and that's going to be what I tackle. So anyway, just wanted to give you a little update on what's going on with me, and I'm doing tons of audiobooks Right now, I have 3 available on Amazon Audible, and I do have codes for those. If anybody wants one, you may have to be in the U.S., though, to use them. I'm not really sure. But if you want one, message me somehow, some way, and I can get it to you because I do have free codes for those. And I have The Quiet Chick coming out soon, which has a very special part at the end. Some of my best moans that I did while narrating that book. It was written by B.T. Hampton, so you'll have to look for that. That should be coming out soon. And also, I have another one coming out by Amber Collins. I've done one of her short stories and another, and I'm also going to do a third short story of hers and a longer work of hers. So I have multiple books coming out, plus my own. So I have a lot of audiobooks coming out that you can enjoy to listen to as well. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening. And always, you can connect with me on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm on MeWe, Share Some. And where else am I? Oh, Pinterest. I am on TikTok too. I have to be careful what I post there because they're pretty strict over there. Twitter is the least strict. Oh, maybe Share Some is the least strict, but Twitter is pretty okay. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening, and I liked this little chat part. Maybe I need to add this into every podcast. It's kind of fun. I want to thank you for listening all across the world. I'm so excited. Every time I look up to see who is listening in which countries? I should do a list of those again. Maybe I could go it right now into my email and let me check it out. I just love reading which countries everybody is from. I am going to go into my email here right now and I'm going to read which countries people are listening to me from right now. Okay. So I have this service that I pay for that shows me which countries people are listening in. Okay. Oh, this is fun. Canada. I'm number 38 in the sexuality in Canada. In the United States, I'm 70 for sexuality topic. In United Kingdom, I'm 91. In Uganda, I'm 78. Australia, 123. Norway, 124. And I rank in 8 more countries, but I can't see that unless I log in. So anyway, 8 more countries around the world. I am so excited. That is 14 countries. People from 14 countries around the world are listening to my podcast daily, and I am so excited you are all here. It is so much fun for me to see this, and I'm talking to people around the world. How special is that? You guys are so special to me. Gosh, I think I might cry. But thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I cannot thank you enough. Leave me a review. I would love to hear what you love about my podcast. I would love to hear ideas, things you like. I love to hear all that. I love to hear feedback. So thanks for listening, and I hope you have a sexy fucking day. Love ya. Ready for some spring cleaning of your beard and groin hairs? Try out Manscaped products, where you can get 20% off with my new code RUAN, RUAN, to get 20% off and free shipping. In order to get the discount, use the promo code RUAN, RUAN, to do that spring cleaning you get yourself ready for sexy times. Heat up your spring with a new shave, a new trim. Perhaps try going bare. Get more skin smacks in the bedroom, if you know what I mean.